Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Good morning, America. It is possible to have a blessed day. I'm so happy to have you today in this wonderful year, 2016, which is the year of harvest. This is the year that you will harvest whatever you've planted in other years. But remember, whatever you sow, that shall you reap. But I want to prepare you for 2016. And as we finish up this show this morning, you will see that it is possible to have a blessed day. There's something Mandela said. Let Nelson Mandela, the former president of South Africa, he said, I want you to write it down if you have a paper to put it down so that you always remember this as a record, because it may have great effect in your life. You know, great people or great men and women are people who read books, who are good readers, who are good thinkers, who are people who know where they are going. They know where they are going. They know they start off somewhere, but they know they will reach at a destination. But this is what Nelson Mandela said. I'm very happy to have you in this program, my friend, my partner, and my family. He said, difficulties, can you listen, can you write it down? Nelson Mandela said, difficulties break some men, but make others. Difficulties, problems, break some men. It breaks them. It's true. It breaks some people. It breaks some men. It breaks some women because it is difficult. Situation can break people. You know that. There are situations people pass through. It can break them in that they will lose confidence of themselves. They may go to an extreme to commit suicide. At times you just see some people who go to an extreme to indulge or involve themselves in drug addiction or get into drunkenness or do some stupid things. What I want you to understand that difficulties break some men but make others. When we say making others, like Napoleon Hill says in his book Think and Grow Rich, he says that in every adversity or in every failure or in every difficulties, it's a seed of benefit. So it depends on how you look at the problem. What type of eyes are you looking in that problem? So for you to have a blessed day, you need to start now to look differently. You need to start now to think differently. Everything you do should be different, not the same way you operate 10 years or 15 years or 5 years ago. You've been doing some certain things and it doesn't work. That habit, it becomes a habit to you. So now you got to see things differently. You understand? Sometimes you see those difficulties to be a blessing. That's why it says, in every adversity, in every difficulty, there is a benefit. What are the difficulties? Someone like Nelson Mandela, he was locked up in a prison for 27 years. But in that prison, there's something inside of him that believes that this thing will turn out to become a blessing. The situation you're finding yourself today may be a blessing. Jesus Christ, when he was born, when they gave birth to Jesus Christ, it was a time in which Herod wanted to kill him, wanted to kill the child because most children were being destroyed. But God told Joseph, he told the father, he said, take this child to Egypt. He didn't tell this child, take this child to the United States. He didn't say, take this child to a very beautiful, he said, take this child to Egypt. Remember, Egypt was even where Egypt kept the children of Israel in slavery. You remember? Then Jesus did say, no, take this child to another place. But he said, take this child to Egypt until when I finish dealing with Herod, until when I finish dealing with these guys. Are you looking at this the way we are saying things? You need to see things differently. The situation you find yourself, you need to see it very, very different. If you really want to make your day blessed, if you really want to make 2016 to be a year of harvest, you need to see things this way, because maybe throughout those years, anytime you see things, you complain a lot. You talk a lot. You bring down yourself a lot. You say there's no way out. But I'm telling you, there's a way out. There's a reason. But what was in the mind of Joseph when he was sold by his brothers? I just want to convince you for something. Any situation you find yourself, there's a reason and there's a benefit inside of it. Do you understand? Do you know the number of years Joseph was coming years? His brethren planned to kill him. They threw him inside a pit. They sold him out. Selling someone out for not seeing your family again means is equivalent to death. Already he's killed by his brothers. Because that is more, it's better to die than to be sold into slavery. Because you don't know how you'll be treated in a strange land, or you'll be treated by a strange person. Because the next person may even sold you out again. Joseph was sold to people, and they sold him to the land of Egypt. They sold him to the land of Egypt, the house of Potiphar. The people he didn't know, the people he was sold to, he was still a young man, full of dreams, full of vision. He never enjoyed his parents' house. You understand? He was just like someone who was adopted. You know, your parents are alive, but you don't enjoy it. How did he feel all this while? I'm not so, oh, I won't see my parents again. It's equivalent to dying, death. But he didn't see it like that. Even as he was sold out, he still believed in his heart that he will make it in life. That there's a reason why he was sold out. That as long as he's sold out, we know that God knows why. So he didn't fail. He didn't say, oh, I'm not going to dream. I will stop dreaming. I will stop planning. I will stop thinking. No. Do you understand what I'm telling you? That this is what Nelson Mandela is saying. Difficulties break some men, but make others. The difficulties you're finding today, how is it in your life? Come on, man. Joseph was sold into slavery. Joseph was sold as a slave. Sold him back, so they now sold him again to the house of Potiphar. And in the house of Potiphar, he still faced difficulties. And he was thrown into the prison. But all this while, his attitude was positive. What is your attitude when you are faced with difficulties? When you are faced with difficulties, not when you have all. When you have all is different. When you have all, you're always laughing. But when you are faced with situations that are so tough, like someone my great pastor Robert Schumann said, "Oh, this tough life, this tough thing, this difficulty is never last. The tough people do. Do you understand? You got to be tough in your situation." When I was in the Bible school, there's a man who taught me, he said, one of the great doctors of this time, he taught me, I think Dr. Cornelius, he said that he was talking about cross your crossroad. It is time for you to be ready to cross your crossroad when you are faced with difficulties. This world is a world I feel with stress and distress, this depression, is everything, sadness, every story you see is sad. But I want you to understand that if you can place yourself in that positive attitude when you're faced with problems, faced with difficulties, you'll make it. Look at someone like Mandela. Hear what he said? Even in the prison for 27 years, his attitude was still positive. The positive attitude kept him alive all through that time. You've heard now the story of Mandela. You've heard the story of Joseph. Now I'm going to take you to more stories before we leave this morning, so that you will be inspired to stay strong this 2016. Stay strong, like someone like Steve Jobs, the late Steve Jobs, the chief executive officer, or one of the founders of Apple. He said, "Be hungry and he said, stay hungry. Be hungry and be foolish." It's time for you to keep on moving on until you find that thing that will help you to fix the dot of life. It is always there, but you keep on moving on. Read his story. Talk about the story of Steve Jobs. You understand what I'm telling you? Now, let's read this all through. So difficulties break some men, but make others. No axe, no soul of a sinner who keeps on trying, who keeps on moving forward, who said, I will never give up. No axe, no bump. Nothing is able to cut the soul of a sinner, to cut the soul of somebody who said, I will move up. If I fall, I'll rise again. Like Micah said, he said, no, rejoice not, oh my enemy, though I fall, I shall rise again. Do you understand? There should always be a rising time in your life. A rising moment. Because already you are a rising star. You have potential, feels inside of you. God has placed you. You know, let me make you understand something. The enemy of this life, the enemy of our world of today, never wants those who feel with potential to succeed in life. Do you know that? Those who face stress, those who feel pain. Look at someone like Moses. Moses was raised up in a royal home, in Pharaoh's house, as one of the step of, let me say, one of the sons of Pharaoh. He knows all the strategies in Egypt. He knows every business thing in Egypt. He went to one of the best schools in Egypt at that time, because Egypt was seen as the most civilized nation in the world. He knows everything about the leadership capabilities in Egypt. He was a leader. He was trained as a leader. He lived like a leader. He worked as a leader, because inside Pharaoh's house, that's where the leadership is. They control the entire, what I want to talk about, in that region. They control the entire civilization, because they really understand what civilization is. But the same man, you see, decided not to enjoy those things that were in that no royal home, and left out to be in the wilderness. How do you feel he was for 40 years in the wilderness, taking care of sheep, a man that was a king, a man that was supposed to be even Pharaoh, was now in the wilderness taking care of someone's sheep, not even his own. How do you feel this guy will, how do you think for 40 years, what was in his mind? Will he be happy? Do you think he will be very, very happy? To live where he used to eat well, in a royal table, in a gold, a table filled with gold. But now he's eating he was living in a house in which maybe is not even beautiful at all. Living with women. He said, no, no, what do you mean by living with women? It's not easy. It's not easy to live with women. You must be very, very wise to be able to live with women, because, you know, women think differently. And you must treat them differently. If you don't treat them well, you are in trouble. He was living with women, because he was like a big boy in that place. And I want you to understand, his attitude was positive. For 40 years, he wasn't happy. I wouldn't lie to you. Nobody would be happy to be in that kind of situation for 40 years. Every morning you wake up, you carry a stick and be walking in the wilderness telling these sheep, you got to eat, making sure that they are not stolen or they don't go astray. He was now friends with the sheep. He wasn't fresh again. He doesn't have any business because he was not thrown out of Egypt. He can never go back there. Do you understand? How did he feel? That for 40 years, he kept his mind steady, knowing that something better will come. That this situation he's finding himself will pass away. That this situation, this difficult situation he's seeing himself today, that he's going to turn it into benefits. So how do you think, how do you find out the same man who stayed in the wilderness taking care of sheep for 40 years became the man, a great leader, who led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, and this same man become a great leader? Is no president understands what he does, because it's not easy to lead the children of Israel. These people were people in which if you are not very strong, you can't lead them. You can even commit suicide if you are their president. No president can ever lead the children of Israel, can ever operate like Moses. But what do you understand? All those difficult times, he finds it as a blessing. So what am I saying? This morning, I want you to understand, read this story, write it down, and see what I'm saying. That even the situation you find yourself is training you to become one of the great leaders of our time. It's not for you to say, no, I'm useless. No, nothing good can come out of it. But I'm making you to understand, God is training you, or the supernatural is training you to become one of our leaders of our time. What you are facing is what you will talk to people and making them to understand that for sure. is by your side for sure, that you will become great and successful. Okay, let's read this thing all through. Difficulties break some men, but make others. No axe, write it down, is sharp enough to cut the soul of a sinner who keeps on trying. One end with the hope that he will rise even in the end. This was what I kept this man for 27 years in the prison. He has the hope that no matter what it is, if I come out alive, I will rise again. You are still alive. It is only when you die that even a fly is better than you. You know, when you die, even a fly is better than a living, even a fly is better than a dead lion. A dead lion can't do anything. So don't always think of death as the solution of life. No. Death is not the solution of life. Living it is. Because when you lie, when you are alive, there is hope. Do you understand? Don't ever give up. It is only losers that give up. The winners never quit. Do you understand? You are a rising star. Listen, there's something inside of you. What? There's something that was placed, there's something that is placed inside of you. No other person has it. That your smile, no other person has that kind of smile. That your walk, no other person has that walk. That your shape. You see that shape, you think, oh, it's useless. Oh, maybe I'm too fat. No. You've tried everything on earth to lose weight. You did everything. Maybe that fat, that thing you call fat, may be what people are looking for. May be the thing that will make you become a star. Don't you see most of the movie stars? They are very big, very fat that are still making it. Don't you see some short people, very short, very tiny and short? They're like 4 feet, but they're making it in life. Because of what? They don't see that as disadvantage. They see it as advantage of this life. Everything inside of you, everything in you, whether physical or spiritual or I don't know how, anyhow you want to call it, I want to say it's very, very important to this earth. You just keep on trying. You want to have a blessing? Keep on trying. Don't allow anybody to talk you down on your dreams or talk you down and say, oh, you are useless. Oh, you. Some people are very fast to bring people, to destroy people's business. Even if you make one mistake, you say, no, you are dumb. Don't accept it. Then the person asks the person, what are you telling me? He's calling me a dumb. Then return it back to the person real quick. You are not a dumb. You are not useless. No matter the shape you are, no matter the way you look like, you are beautiful because that is how you have been created. Take advantage of it. If it's so you don't lose weight, go and try. Try everything to lose weight. Try everything to go to the gym. If you can't make it, leave it. But keep on trying. You want to lose 100 pounds? Keep on trying, but don't kill yourself. Don't say, oh, because I've not been able to lose weight, let me go and commit suicide, let me go and destroy myself. Oh, because I don't have not lose weight, I'm not beautiful. Who told you that? Oh, because I don't know mathematics, because I didn't go to college, I will not make it. Like, I'm telling you, like Steve Jobs, he tells you very open. Steve Jobs said what? He said he dropped out of college. He doesn't have even a college degree, but he's the one everyone is looking at. Oh, Apple this. This is somebody that he was a dropout in college. Read other people's story. You can make it. If Steve Jobs didn't go to college or he was a dropout in college and you went to college, you are better than him. Do you understand? You are better. There are some people today, they didn't even go to high school, but they don't even have a high school diploma. They are making it in life as big time as billionaires and billionaires. Read their story. Then if you've gone to high school, then which means you are better. You can think well, you can think different. It's just for you to look at what they did and begin to say, okay, this people can think like this. Then let me begin to think different. Do you understand? You are beautiful. My friend, my sister, I want you to understand, you are beautiful. You have potential. You are a strong person. Don't allow people to talk you down. It's just for you to take out time and think. Give yourself time to think. Time to reason. There is always a way out. There's always an open door for everyone that is trying. Do you understand? It's the only way you don't think. You allow yourself to be worn out. When you don't think, you don't have anything. Great men, great women are thinkers, great thinkers. No,
look at people like, I'm giving you an example now of Moses, I'm giving you an example of Steve Jobs, I'm giving you an example of Moses, Joseph, I'm giving you all these good examples. It is for you to analyze it. Think, more examples will come to you, even through your environment, even through your society, even through your community. You will discover there are people who made it and there are nobody. Some of them never gone into college. Some of them don't even have diploma. So I'm telling you, you can become great even now. It is possible. It is possible to have a blessed day. It is possible. All things are possible to them that believe. Are you listening to my radio show today? Be angry with anything that wants to come and disrupt your dreams. Be angry, my friend. It is not time. You don't have all the time to live on earth. Everybody will die. And we don't have all the time. The highest some people today, they live up to is some people live up to is 100 something years, 105 years, 104 years, 116 years. How many people live more than even 100? You don't have all the time. Then look at your age. It's time for you to know. It's time for you to fire up. Fire up, my friend. Fire up, my friend. If you don't enjoy here, you can't enjoy in heaven. I'm telling you, there's no chicken in heaven. You know that? You can't eat chicken in heaven. If you don't rock your life today, you can't rock it in heaven. There's no, you don't rock nothing in heaven. Heaven is just controlled by God. It is a control system there, positioned by God. You don't make a choice. In heaven, no choice. God is the choice. So if you don't eat that food now, you can't eat it in heaven. Everything that you eat on earth is different from heaven. Do you understand? I'm making you understand something. If you don't enjoy your life now, heaven's enjoyment is very different. You don't think you see it the same thing you're doing here in heaven. No, it doesn't happen like that. God controls it. God plays the music. God decides the music you will listen. You don't decide it. You don't make choice. You don't drive that car there in heaven. The car in heaven is very different. You understand? I'm making you to understand. Life is too short for you to sit down there and think, oh, it will work for you. No. Fire up. Do whatever you can do to position yourself well, positively. Think well, and you'll grow rich. I'll see you again tomorrow morning. I want you to understand. Just understand with me. It is possible to have a blessing. I'm telling you, it is possible for you to enter into this realm of harvest and take what belongs to you. There are a lot of things that are belonging to you. You have to be hungry to get it. You understand? You have the power. The faith is in your hand. You are the captain of the ship. You got to take over the boat and move on. Do you understand? Don't allow any man, any woman, any child, any condition, any politician to change you. It is time for you to arise and go to the promised land. There's a promised land waiting for you. Are you listening to me? I love you so much. I'll see you again tomorrow. But I'm telling you with full assurance, as long as you listen to this program, as long as you come into this school of great minds, as long as you register and come in, your life will never be the same. Send me an email. Just send me an email. EmmanuelLegend@yahoo.com. Send me and let me know if you are ready to be in this 2016 training, this leadership training, this 2016 leadership training, send me an email today. Send me an email. Send me an email and give me your interest. We are going to give you the access code. Do you understand? 1,000 people will rise to the top this year from this program. Dr. Emmanuel Udoyo, Global Leadership University. You will have your diploma, you will have your certificate, you will have it this time. And we are going to include it in the World Peace Leaders Group in our Facebook. But you become one of the world leaders of our time. Just discover that 12 months is not too long. The days are running. So when you come in, watch yourself within the first 6 months. Watch yourself with the next 3 months and see how your life, see how the life of your family, see how your business will grow. Watch everything you're going to see. Watch yourself. You'll see how yourself will be. And I'm telling you with full assurance that you will make it big time. You'll make it big time because God is going to bless you. And you'll begin to find those wisdom. You'll ask yourself, oh, where was this wisdom? We are going to work it out together.
We are going to put there's what they call corporate faith. We are going to do things together. We are going to do the exercise together. And you see that you are not just an ordinary person, but you are an extraordinary man and woman, which you are meant to influence this our time. It is possible to influence this our time. When I say influence in a good way, a positive influence in our time. I see some of you become governors. I see some of you become senators. I see some of you become great people of our time. I see some of you become great world leaders. So let me hear from you. Send your email now. Send it to my box. I want to reply you. Emmanuel Legend at yahoo.com. Emmanuel, E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L, L-E-G-E-N-D. Emmanuel Legend at yahoo.com. Send me your email and we are going to reply you. So you understand that you are a member. You are one of the alumni. You will become one of the alumni of Dr. Emmanuel Udoyo Global Leadership University. You want to be in that group? You want to be a student of that group? You want to become one of the great people? I'm telling you, next year you will see it yourself. That when your name is being called, you say, for sure, you didn't lose anything. It is free. The training is free. You don't need to pay anything. So I'll see you again. Remember this, tomorrow morning by 10 a.m. Talk to you later. Bye, friend.